Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That is a really great idea today or any day to talk with me about whatever it is that's on your mind, and to sort of just give your mind a little bit of a nudge in the right direction. It is Happy Senior Health and Fitness Day. How do we define senior? Anybody older than we are, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Right? Yep. You're senior if you're older than I am. Or you're my dad, right? And we have the same name. All right, today is actually a pretty interesting day if you're a king, which I guess neither of us are. Pearl Richard the 11th of Capua was anointed as prince, and he died 2 weeks later.
Mm.
Yeah, that's, you know, he was king for a day, or for 14 of them, 1120.
Yeah.
Malcolm IV became king of Scotland in 1153, which is terribly relevant because I'm just reading about Idi Amin, who was the last king of Scotland, so-called by himself. In 1199, John is crowned king of England, so it's a good day for kings. However, in 1812, American forces captured Fort George. Sorry, Canada. The bubonic plague broke out in San Francisco in 1907. Did you know that? You know there's ever been bubonic plague in the United States?
I knew that there had been. I didn't know that it was in San Francisco. I knew it was like the very early parts of the 20th century.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was in San Francisco specifically.
Yeah, there's bubonic plague turns up every once in a while in New Mexico with in rats. Well, I guess it's always in rats. But doesn't seem to be. And nobody's sure exactly why it was so virulent when it happened and why it's less virulent now. Maybe better sort of ability to, probably sewage is what it really comes down to, very likely, who knows. The Ford Motor Company on this day stopped doing the Model T and began the Model A. Did you know the Model T came before the Model A?
I did not know that.
Yeah, it's not very logical, but let's see if there's any explanation about why T came before A. Folks don't sort of, it was known as the Tin Lizzie. It was produced from 1908 to 1927. Pretty good run, 19 years. The first affordable automobile. It was the most influential car of the 20th century, named in 1999. Ahead of the Mini, the Citroën, or the Volkswagen. It still makes the top 10 list of most sold cars as of 2012. Wow. The automobile had existed for decades. They were scarce and expensive. The Model T was Henry Ford. That was his big kind of thing, if everybody could afford a Model T. The Model T was introduced. He started with the Model A. See, this is, I knew there was a question there. But there were not 19 production. Although he started with the T, there were not 19 production models A through T, though some were only prototypes. The production model immediately before the T was the Model S, an upgraded version of the largest success to that point, which had been the Model N. The follow-up was the Model A, rather than the U. The company publicly said this was because the new car was such a departure from the old that they wanted to start all over again with the letter A. So there we go. I knew there had to be some good reason for it. The Model T was the first mass-produced on a moving assembly line with interchangeable parts, marketed to the middle class. I will build a car for the great multitude. It will be large enough for the family, but small enough for the individual to run and care for. It will be constructed of the best materials, by the best men to be hired, after the simplest designs that modern engineering can devise. But it will be so low in price that no man making a good salary will be unable to own one and enjoy with his family the blessings of hours of pleasure in God's great open spaces. So there. Good marketing. I'm a good marketeer. So that's why the Model T preceded the Model A, in case anybody asks you that later in the day, which they very well may. Today in history, 1930, the Chrysler Building, at that time, was the tallest man-made structure open to the public, 1,046 feet, as opposed to the new Freedom Tower, which is 1,776 feet. That's a large difference, 700 feet. That's a lot.
Yeah.
The New Deal, Federal Securities Act, was signed into law requiring the registration of securities with the FTC. And yesterday was Dow Jones, so this is a big month for the stock market, or big week. The Three Little Pigs came out on this day in 1933. Who's afraid of the big bad wolf? The big bad wolf. Do you remember that?
Uh-huh.
I didn't remember it originally, but you knew the song, right?
Mm-hmm. Of course.
The Century of Progress World's Fair opened in Chicago on this day. This was a big deal day. I'm not sure exactly why.
A lot of historical stuff.
Yeah. Golden Gate Bridge opened to pedestrian traffic in 1937.
Hmm.
Have you ever been to San Francisco?
I have never been to any part of the West Coast.
Well, San Francisco, you shouldn't go in the summer because it's foggy. As Mark Twain said, the coldest winter of his life was the summer he spent in San Francisco. It's very foggy. But it's certainly one of the things to do is to walk across the Golden Gate Bridge.
Hmm.
It moves a lot. I walked across the Brooklyn Bridge, but it doesn't move nearly as much as the Golden Gate Bridge. It turns out the George Washington Bridge would have been the largest suspension bridge in the world except for the Golden Gate Bridge. So it was for, I think, 5 minutes. In 1941, FDR proclaimed an unlimited national emergency. The F-4 Phantom II made its first flight in 1958. I didn't realize it was that old a plane.
Hmm.
That's what? 60 years minus 3. So 57 years old. No, 58. Yes, 57 years old. I didn't realize. Did you realize that the F-4 Phantom was that old a plane?
I did not know it was that old, no.
I didn't either. JFK, the USS JFK, was launched by Jacqueline Kennedy and her daughter Caroline in 1967. And our Canadian friends, in 1968, the Expos got the first franchise in Canada outside the United States for the National Baseball League.
Yep, and the Expos are now, of course, as many people know, now the team known as the Washington Nationals. They left Montreal in, I want to say 2003 or 2004, maybe, if I remember correctly.
I can probably check it out, but I'll buy it. And in this day in 1997, the Supreme Court said Paula Jones could pursue her sexual harassment suit against Bill Clinton while he's in office.
Hmm.
So,
2004 was the Expos last year in Montreal. Then they moved to...
There you go.
Our nation's
okay.
Capital.
So I thought what we'd do to start off the program today in a moment because I had mentioned before that the whole study of psychology had always been focused on pathology, of why people were depressed or why they were violent or why they were anxious, which is, of course, I mean, the whole point that, as most of you know, that the original model of psychology was the medical model, which is why we call it mental health, which is somewhat of a misnomer. The model doesn't hold up very well. But so the original, I mean, and Freud was a psychiatrist, had a medical background. So the whole notion of, I mean, and they have to understand, if we in fact use the medical model, that American medicine, modern medicine, is only focused fairly recently on how to keep people healthy. That medicine, by definition, was dealing with pathology. And so psychology was dealing with pathology of, you know, how do we cure? How do we make better? How do we diagnose? How do we limit? How do we treat? So the whole notion of both in psychology actually started before, well, they're probably somewhat concurrent because they're social factors as well, of not only how do we keep people from getting sick, but more importantly, how do we keep them healthy? And that notion of how are you happy is a relatively new pursuit in psychology, but one worth looking at, which we're going to do. 855-993-7569. If there's something I could do to make you happier, I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. ExtendoVite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then ExtendoVite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why ExtendoVite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-99-3-7-5-6-9. All right, I thought I'd talk a little bit about happiness and encourage you to call up and tell me what makes you happy. Or what used to make you happy that is not making you happy anymore. Maybe we can do a little problem solving about that. and encourage you, if you'd like to respond. I think we put it up on Facebook of what makes you happy. All right, so let me just give you some of the research, the recent research on happiness, because pretty interesting. As I said, psychology has really only been looking at happiness for about maybe the last 15, 16 years. The whole idea of, it's not called happiness, it's called positive psychology. With the idea being, instead of looking at the pathology of what doesn't work, what happens when people are unhappy, is how do you make yourself happy? Is there a way of teaching people to be happy? And the indication seems to be, that it turns out we get happier as we get older. Again, that's one of the dichotomies between medicine and psychology is basically as we get older, the gravity is essentially not our friend, that we can expect some physical deterioration as we get older, as just fairly predictable. Doesn't mean that we shouldn't do everything we can to stay in good health, eat well, don't smoke, minimize alcohol, exercise, we all know all that. But it turns out, psychologically, we actually get better as we get older. That we sort of get into whoever we really are. It says we have the opportunity to accept who we are instead of focusing on who we feel we need to become. We relax into being ourselves. And it turns out that they did a study about 5 years ago that said 70-year-olds are happier than 30-year-olds. So there you go. Maybe less stress as well. It turns out you actually can rewire your brain for happiness. So the idea that you can focus on positive experiences, and when you linger on a positive experience, it essentially, the memory is basically furrows in our brain, right? Something becomes embedded. So the more you focus on it, the more it embeds. So the idea is that you can actually affect the physicality of your own brain by focusing on positive rather than negative. The connections become strengthened, easier to, they become deeper, so the pathways are more encoded, and so they're easier not only to, that they are more permanent and deeper, but they're easier to access. So there you go. So focusing on positive rather than negative. We basically know about the mind-body connection. We've known for a long time. And we've known that the healthier you are, the happier you are. But we also have found out that the happier you are, the healthier you are. That positive emotions actually do boost your immune system. There was the famous study where the guy, this was done what, in the 60s or 70s. I think his name was Norman Cousins. I can't believe I can summon that up. And he had cancer, actually, and he felt that he, so I don't remember that he cured himself, but he made himself better, that there was some kind of remission by watching the Three Stooges. I mean, he watched, and the idea being that if you can make yourself happier, you can affect your immune system. I mean, because we know the opposite is true. There are all sorts of psychosomatic illnesses, from ulcers to headaches to all sorts of things. So we already know that. But I think that the link has become even more intensely made. That we know that being social is really important, staying linked to other people, that being a loner is not very good for you, not very healthy. As I said, I participated in a study in San Francisco that was called Friends Are Good Medicine. The more you're around other people, especially positive other people, it turns out people have strong family ties have a 50% greater chance of outliving those with fewer social connections. So go and join the club this very day. That people can not only survive traumatic experiences, but actually come to thrive, and which is kind of one of the more interesting things that's going on in psychology right now, that you really can incorporate trauma and anxiety and move beyond them, and you actually can be strengthened because of them. And I think we sort of have that inherent sense that we can become more resilient, that there's the sense of having overcome adversity, that there's the kind of T-shirt motto that says anything that doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And I think that's true to a certain extent. Part of it is your attitude about it. And as I said, I've had some experience on it with dealing with survivors from September 11th and survivors' families, and understanding who was going to be okay and who was not. And it's pretty obvious. I mean, even if you're not a scientist, but if you have a large enough group of people and you're close enough to a trauma, it becomes pretty obvious of people who are resilient and will continue to be resilient and people who aren't. Helping other people, we know that. Volunteering actually makes people happier and boosts their longevity. So go join a club, right, that does some good work. Go feed the homeless. If you're uncertain about where to go, just get on your computer. If you don't have a computer, go to the library and Google volunteer activities. All right, you'll find them. And I think it becomes even more important with people's, you know, I talk about technology, go and Google something or ask somebody. The local newspapers used to have events that were going on, not necessarily charitable events, but sometimes. But the idea is that if we're not careful, that technology, the combination of even radio and television and certainly our computers and email and our phones can make it easier for us to have sort of the illusion of relationships as opposed to ongoing relationships. You really, as human beings, we're social creatures. We really do need some face-to-faceness. We need some touching. We need to be able to interact with people face-to-face, not on Skype. So use technology. I have no argument with technology per se, but get yourself out. Right? Go and do something. Having a purpose in life, I think, really makes a difference. A reason to be happy. That happiness isn't necessarily just deciding you're going to get an ice cream cone. All that doesn't hurt, especially if it's low-fat ice cream. But the idea of having a purpose in life, of feeling like that you matter. And again, that can have to do with family. It can have to do with job. It can have to do with volunteer activities. It can have to do with writing a book or playing a piano sonata. It doesn't have to be one thing, but having some purpose, having some meaning, some reason literally to get out of bed in the morning. And we know that getting out of bed in the morning is a very good idea. Basically, there's the last one is a little complicated, and let me just kind of spend a little bit of time with it, because it's a term that people bandy around a bit, which is mindfulness. And the idea is, and it's not the world's easiest concept, especially for Americans to accept. But the idea of being, it's really twofold, which is part of it is just focus, staying in the here and now, staying in the present. And meditation can be a way of doing that. But you don't have to meditate. You don't have to have a mantra. You just have to stay in the present. All right? If you're unclear about it, give me a call, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-961-6303. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results. Guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-961-6303. 800-961-6303. That's 800-961-6303.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with 100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Bill, you're on the air on Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hello, Dr. Joy.
Hi, Bill.
How you doing? Love your show. And I guess the question I have is whether or not I call my ex-fiancée back or contact her in any way.
Do I get any more information, or I just have to do a coin toss here?
Well, I'll give you the kind of background of it.
Okay, good.
Would be what I guess you'd call a dance away lover. She had lots
of problems. She is, or you are?
She is.
Okay, how old are you, Bill?
I'm 52.
How old is she?
47.
How long did you date each other?
About 3 years, engaged for about a year and a half, 2 years.
Okay. How long have you been broken up?
About 2.5, 3 years.
Wow. Who broke off the relationship?
Ultimately, I did, but it was for some pretty obvious cheating and lying. I mean, it was there's no question about the cheating. There was no question about the lying. It was, the confrontation was ridiculous. And it was repeated. There was a couple of times where I took her back and she went back out and did it again.
All right, let me just explain to people who may not be quite as hip as you are or listen to the program as much. A dance-away lover is somebody who's basically pretty insecure, so they're incredibly charming. I mean, just overwhelmingly charming. And they will make you fall in love with them. And then once you fall in love with them, they will exit. They will have an affair. They will get cold. They will go focus on business. Because bottom line is that they feel that they're not really lovable. And if you really knew who they actually were, that you wouldn't be interested. So before you can reject them, they reject you. So they disappear. And then you come after them. Because you're involved in this kabuki dance, and they've been so charming, how could you not come after them? And so then they'll come back, and they'll be charming. Or basically, you'll go after them, and they're rejecting, and so you'll disappear. And then once you disappear, they'll come after you again. So it's this horrible kabuki dance where they'll come and after you when you're not interested, and as soon as you get interested, they'll dump you. So right. So she cheated. You called it off. Why are you thinking about getting back in touch?
Well, let me give you a little bit more information. In addition to the dance away part of it, there's also a multiple personality disorder, drug addiction, a bunch of other things on her part.
So what makes this person so fabulous that you'd be interested in dealing
with? She's not. Okay. I cared about her. I still do care about her, but
right.
I'm not so stupid as to stick my head back in the noose. She hasn't called me for probably 2 years now, roughly. The initial calls were constant. You know, multiple, 3, 4, 5, 10 times a day. Ridiculous. And ultimately, I just didn't answer any of them, didn't return the calls, didn't do anything. It finally dwindled off, and she finally stopped calling maybe a year or so ago, maybe even a little bit longer.
Okay, bring me up to date. What's going on today?
Okay, she called about 2 or 3 days ago and left me a message which I would have read as either suicidal or which you could possibly read as that she's terminal.
So it sounds to me, not that you're interested in getting back with her and a fiancé, but on kind of humanitarian grounds that she may need some help.
Basically, the tenor of it was, you know, now all things are coming to an end. Everything is going to be over, and everybody is forgiven but me. And she would like to have been with me and known that she was forgiven then. And a lot of it was wrapped around closure and trying to feel like she's forgiven at the end. And it either sounded to me they're suicidal or like she's terminal. I don't know which. Or neither, you know, because they can't really trust what she's
right.
terminal. I called the police to check on the first possibility, and they checked up on her, and that was okay. Now I'm kind of hemming and hawing about what to do about the second, because I still do care.
I think it's fine.
I realize I'm not crazy. To
Bill, I think it's fine. I mean, look, I hear the dilemma of, am I getting, you know, hooked back in, and have I sort of taught her that all she has to do is something really manipulative and crazy, and I'll respond. So I think that if I were in your shoes, what I would do is maybe not even reference the phone call, but just call and said, hi, you know, how are you doing? Just thought I'd call and say hi. Because, and then seeing how things go, saying, look, I'll tell you what, if you'd like to keep in touch, I'm willing to call you every couple of months on the understanding that if you want to call me, you call me during the day, that there are no more suicide sort of even vague, you know, I really don't want to be manipulated. I want to feel like there's some level of friendship between the two of us and some level of trust, and this is how to achieve it. So I think it's okay to call her back, but I think it's really okay to set limits as well. And as I said, on the initial excursion, I would not mention the phone call.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because otherwise, then you're sort of setting up a clear, you know, if you push button A, B will pop up, which is
okay.
You call up and leave a really scary message and I'll call. And I think what you can do is set up a thing that says, by not referencing it, then she has to wonder, and she may bring it up, that, well, gee, did you get my phone call? And then you can say, I mean, either she'll bring it up, at which point you can say, do you know what? I really debated about not calling because it's not that I care about you. I just don't like being manipulated like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm willing to talk with you, you know, every other month or, you know, on the last day of the month or just checking in with each other or doing email or whatever is comfortable for you.
Mm-hmm.
And if she doesn't bring it up, then the two of you have established a completely different kind of relationship. And you can still offer the, you know, on a rational basis during the day when you haven't been drinking, yada, yada. So I think it is okay to call her.
Does she ever get closure for this kind of stuff?
I don't know what closure means. I mean, you can't go and undo what's been done. What you can do is move forward and behave better. And I don't know what closure means. I think it's a made-up term.
Okay.
All righty? You can't close something that's already... I mean, I think the idea being that we move on, that it's not an open issue in our lives, that we sort of move on. But the idea is what's done can't be undone. It can be... We can go forward, but it can't be undone.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So, but you can hear that. I hear your dilemma, and I think there's a way of dealing with it that works for you as well as for her.
Okay.
All righty?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You have two bills in a row. Bill one, bill two. Hi, Bill.
I was just calling to see, I'm recently separated and want to know if it's okay to kind of, I guess I'd call it outsourcing sexual stuff, like massage parlors and things. Is that breaking? If I don't want to date for a year, I respect that rule.
I hear what you're saying. The problem about a massage parlor is we're really talking kind of about an upscale hooking operation, right? You're talking about a prostitute?
Pretty much.
Look, do I think that's better than getting involved too soon in a relationship that you want some longevity? Yeah, it probably is, realistically. I just think you're running such an emotional risk, especially if you're feeling... Look, as you know, it's not that easy sometimes to separate off love and lust, all right? And
right.
If you're feeling horny and decide that you're going to fall in love with somebody, I mean, people have been known, men, in fact, to fall in love with hookers or with, you know, the masseuse or whatever. I mean, you've got a perfectly good hand. It's certainly cheap. It's certainly not as good as sex. But, you know, one of the deals is that you can kind of sublimate your sexuality into working hard or working out or volunteer activities. And I'm not denying your sexuality. I'm just saying that if you sort of confuse the act of sexual release with another person and that gets confused with intimacy and love, and I hear that I'm asking some kind of deprivation, but it's not so much deprivation as kind of recommitment to who you are, to what your sexuality is, yada yada. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get your
saying. I mean,
yeah.
I still think, look, I'm going to get a huge amount of emails saying, I can't believe you told him to go to a hooker. I'm not telling you to go to a hooker, and you're not really asking permission. You're saying, what do I do about my sexuality if I'm not dating for a year after my divorce is final? And the answer is that I think, you fake it, that you masturbate, that you take a lot of cold showers, that you get yourself in really great shape. Because the idea, Bill, in a marriage is that you want to take this sexual urge and sort of repackage it as something more important, as something that's a commitment, as something that's a feeling of closeness, an intimacy that's not only physical but emotional as well. And my problem about you going to a hooker, the money and the disease issues aside, is that I'm afraid that it may either kind of allow you to feel vulnerable to somebody that you should probably not feel vulnerable to, or on the other side of it, begin to mistrust women's sexuality. I did some work on pornography when I was in San Francisco, and at one point I went to the Mitchell Brothers thing, which they're the king of porn. And you know what was alarming to me? Okay. Is all these women for money faking things that I did in relationships with people I cared about, with somebody I cared about. And what all I could think about is if I were a man, I would never trust a woman who said I love you, or baby, baby, or gee, that feels good, or, come in here, big fella. Because these women clearly didn't feel, these guys were Johns. But they said the same words, and they faked what I felt sincerely, and all I could think about was, man, if I were a man, I'm not sure I would ever trust a woman after being in that kind of situation. And I guess that's my concern for you a little bit. Plus, you have to admit, underneath the psychologist, I'm still a female. And I'm still of the romantic type. I do have lace around my left ventricle that says, that sex should be something more, if we're doing it with somebody else, should be something more than organ pleasure, especially as we get to be grown-ups. You're not 17. You're not going to see life through a spermy green haze. You're not going to get discolored testicles. I mean, that I would think about in sort of keeping your sexuality as something special. You're not going to be a virgin again, but in some ways you can be an emotional virgin, so that the next time you get involved with somebody, it's not going to be just for sexual release, but that your sexuality is something that you bring to the party that's special, that's you, that's unique to this relationship.
Okay.
You hear what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, I definitely hear what you're saying.
I know, a lot of cold showers. You're not going to be very sympathetic with me, but I'd at least think about it.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I want you to imagine a phone service that will transform the way you do business. Telesphere, the pioneer in cloud communications, is now part of Vonage, providing voice, video, and data over one of the largest private secured cloud networks. Imagine extending voice and video to all your mobile devices, plus integration with your CRM. With custom solutions for any size business, imagine no more. Visit Vonage.telesphere.com and sign up now for free HD desk phones.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-37569. We were talking about happiness. We actually had a caller yesterday who called in, and I think he had a really good take on happiness. He basically said, like, doing little things would make him happy. And I think he's right, that if you're waiting to win the lottery to be happy, you're going to spend a lot more time being unhappy than you are being happy, because obviously the winning the lottery is relatively unlikely and unusual, and even if it occurs to you, it's not going to happen a whole lot of times, as opposed to being able to figure out something to do to make yourself happy. Manny, do you know what do you do that makes you happy, other than be incredibly delighted to come into work with me every day. why were you laughing there? Keep going. All right.
I think just any opportunity I can spend with my immediate family specifically, I think is what really kind of makes me happy. And that's not to say that I'm not happy when I'm not with them, but it's kind of, I think the fact that I'm not with them all the time makes me appreciate the time that I do have with them. You know what I mean? So when I am with them, it's a wonderful time.
Okay. For me, it's, I like doing a lot of stuff. I like working out, especially, one of the reasons that I haven't worked out as much as I have in the past is I really like dance classes. I really like to dance, and that's what my workout has been primarily in the past. And the place that I was working out sort of went out of business, so I have to find some new place. But I like dancing. I like going to movies and theater. I wouldn't do it. I like walking. I enjoy a lot of my family. In fact, all of my family. None of my family live here. And I was talking to somebody yesterday, and one of the problems about living in a big city, especially this big city, is that people come and go a lot. So really good friends will come, and they obviously people come, they become your good friends, and then they leave. And the good news is that you have friends all over the country. The bad news is they're not quite as accessible. So I agree. They're people that I really enjoy being around. But I'm kind of like you. I can usually figure out something to do to make me happy, because I think that's the responsibility of happiness, I think, is a choice, and it lies solely with us. But I think other people can add to or detract from, but you got to make yourself happy or you're not going to be very happy. Or let's see what other people said.
Just a couple here. I'll start with Becky. Becky says, seeing my patient get control of their health so the illness does not control them.
That's great. And I'm sure you're a very interactive and sympathetic kind of caregiver as well for that. Good for you.
And then one more here from Shannon. Shannon says, my dog's reception coming home after a hard
That's true. The people, it turns out having a pet, especially we talked about senior citizens earlier, that having a pet is good mental health as well as physical health. The physical health is that you got to walk the dog. So maybe cats don't work as well, and probably goldfish are not high on the chain. But a dog in particular, but all for mental health as well. I have a friend of mine has had a mom who was having a really difficult time. That she'd been widowed and she'd had major health problems, and her sister, who was her best friend who lived with her, had died, and he got her a dog. And I remember at the time thinking, geez, you know, it was a puppy, but it really changed everything for her. It really did. So it's something to think about. Before you go, but let me just say, warning sign just went up, you know, red flag. Before you go and buy somebody an animal, check with them and make sure it's okay. Or check with the shelter, and hopefully you're getting a shelter animal. That check to make sure, first of all, that the animal that you're getting is compatible with the person that you're thinking about giving it to, or the people that you're about giving it to.
Make sure they're not allergic to the animal, too. Like, I'm allergic to cats, so I probably wouldn't be too excited about someone giving me a cat.
Well, in college, somebody gave me two baby chicks, which was, and they were very cute. But it turns out that baby chicks at Easter are about as healthy as puppies in puppy farms. In fact, they are not. And there's nothing more sort of off-putting to the notion of what a gift of a living animal is to somebody, to have it succumb in a couple of days. There wasn't anything I did. They, as the person who gave it to me said, he took them because they died, like in 2 days. He said, I said, what was the problem? He said, they had the dying in them. That's not helpful. But it sort of offsets the point of giving some an animal. And as I said, I went with a friend to a shelter because he had had a terrible experience with a puppy farm. And I scolded him anyway. I didn't really scold him. He was feeling upset. But I said, let's go to the shelter. And shelters have gotten much more
elaborate since the last time I'd gotten a dog, which was when I was a kid, in that they have videos of the dogs, and you have to fill out these forms, and they quite often have a home visit, and you meet the dog first, and then you can, if you and the dog get along okay at the shelter, then you can take them home on sort of approval for a week or two. So it's a much more humane system. It's much more complicated, but much better for, I think, for all concerned, but certainly for the animal. But before you give somebody an animal, make sure that if nothing else, you can return the animal if necessary. This is something that would appeal to them. And I don't know that my friend did that, to be quite honest, because I think if he'd said, Mom, I'm going to get you a dog, she would have said, no, I don't want to take care of it or whatever. But it changed her life. But I am saying that, you know, advisedly, is that this was a good story that turned out well. But before you sort of make elaborate sort of preparations to give somebody an animal, make sure that it's something that will actually work for them.
We got one more that just came in from Pat just a couple of minutes ago. Pat says, low expectations, just waking up with no chronic pain, not feeling hungry or thirsty, not feeling too cold or too hot, and not fearing for my safety.
Wow. I mean, I think you're absolutely right, but it does sound to me that I don't know if you're comparing yourself to other people in the world who do not necessarily have that wonderful checklist of, you know, that I'm either too hot or too cold. I think most people are a little bit hungry when they wake up, but not devastating hunger that they haven't eaten for a couple of days, but they just haven't eaten since dinner last night or a snack before bed, and not being fearful. I mean, I don't know if those are things that you've lived through. As I said, I'm almost finished. I'm within like 5 pages. I'm jealously husbanding the last couple of pages of The Last King of Scotland, because it's been such an incredible experience to read it. I highly recommend it. But that notion of being safe, and the writer, I mean, it's fiction. It's a novel, but you feel like you're really there. And the idea of not being frightened, of feeling healthy, of she's absolutely right. Any side this day of this side of the grass is a good idea. And she's right. You know, expectations are the death of serenity. Lower them, you'll be happier, I promise you. 855-993-7569. You got something on your mind you'd like to share with me? I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
You miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoBite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoBite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoBite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And ExtendoBite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoBite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoBite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoBite.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the 4 keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.